Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
How's it going over there in your little home down the street?
I know. We're so far, but so close, but so far.
Happy belated to Evelyn Tan, the Queen Leo. The ultimate Leo.
I told her today, I was like, by the way, you share the same birthday as Kylie Jenner. And she was like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh my
God.
We're
both fab.
I totally forgot that yesterday was Kylie's birthday. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be reminded, I'm sure, once you go on Instagram after this.
True.
Someone like set up like ginormous, like a happy birthday sign. It was like 6 feet tall sign, you know. 23.
Those car Jenners are really just spending that money, spending it all.
I forget she's so young.
I know. It's wild. It's insane.
So accomplished.
Okay, so we have some interesting beauty news this week. I'm really eager to talk about some of this stuff with you.
Yes.
To get your perspective. So Alicia
Let's
Keys.
Let's dive on in. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I am. Alicia Keys is launching a beauty line with e.l.f. Cosmetics. So, Sarah, break down what the press release said.
Okay, so I think that when the news came out last week, all of us kind of scratched our heads, right? Because Alicia Keys is known, obviously, for her beautiful face, but the fact that she does not really put anything on her beautiful face. She has very much taken the stance of, I don't wear makeup. You don't have to wear makeup to look beautiful. You should feel beautiful in your own skin, et cetera, et cetera. So when the news came out that Alicia Keys was launching a beauty line with e.l.f., which e.l.f. Cosmetics, not known for their skincare, they're known for their beauty products, affordable beauty products, makeup. I think it all kind of made us a little bit confused. But so, and because the way that they spun it was that she was launching a wellness line, correct?
Yes.
Which you're like, well, what does that mean?
I'm like, is this going to be supplements? What is this going to be? I think that they kind of went the extra mile when sending out this press release to not confirm that it's skincare. If it's skincare, it makes sense for Alicia. I don't necessarily think it makes sense for Elf.
Totally.
We've talked about this a lot, how when it comes to cosmetics lines, we would prefer they just stay in their own lane. Unless they're launching a completely different line, which this could definitely be that. But if you look at the press release that we were, you know, we all received, it said that it was a wellness line. It was going to focus on inner beauty and that there would be dermatologist tested products, which does not necessarily mean skincare. So I'm a little confused. I think a lot of people were confused. Twitter was very confused. And I know her fans were very, very protective and saying like, it's a skincare line. There's no problem here, you know. And I'm like, well, I think not necessarily, though. I think we're allowed to question what's going on because it didn't.
They're being, like you said, they're being vague.
Very vague.
Think it's almost because they, well, so the line is not going to be launched until next year or released until next year, which, as we know, like with big beauty brands, they plan these things out like 5 years in advance. So it's very likely that they know what they're going to launch. But I feel like they're being vague because they also want to like gauge fans and consumers. And I mean, who? I don't know.
She has a huge fan base. So I think, you know, girl, secure the bag for sure. I mean, get the money.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Elf, even though Elf is not known for skincare, like, they definitely have the capital to, you know, spend all the money on research and like development formulation. I do think it's an interesting brand to partner with because they skew so young.
Yeah. And I think her fans are maybe, you know, more mature in their demographic, a little bit older. Everybody wants her skin. I think she has probably an amazing skincare regimen, but like you said, it was very confusing. She even tweeted an article that Allure put out about the brand. And she said, I know you guys have been wondering about my skincare routine. But then when you get to the article itself, it very blatantly says, we don't know what she's launching. We don't know if this is skincare. We know for sure it probably isn't makeup. And if there is, you know, a cosmetic component to it, maybe it's like a BB cream or like an eyebrow gel or things like that. But I think if, you know, to stay on brand with who she is, it should feel really natural. You know, maybe it's like face oils with, you know, like a booklet or something on like how to properly do lymphatic drainage. Like, I feel like it would be very holistic focused, right?
Yep. Yeah. I think that would make the most sense. I'm excited to see what it is. You know, obviously we both think she's absolutely gorgeous. But it's always interesting to see where these celebrity partnerships go. So
totally. If it is a skincare brand, I really wish in the press release they would have said she's launching skincare with a wellness focus or something like that. But who knows? Well, we will only know once it launches. So yeah. All right. Next up, I freaking love this piece of news. This is amazing.
Yes. So Megan Thee Stallion is Revlon's newest global brand ambassador.
I was telling Sarah, the WAP video truly had me clutching my pearls. I am not a modest person in any regard. And some of the lyrics of this, even the version that's like suitable for YouTube, I was like my mouth was open.
It reminds me of like when we were younger and like Little Kim would come out with a song or a music video and it would be like,
yes, or Trina,
absolutely, like be watching, you know, with the my hands over my face, my eyes, and like peeking through.
How many licks? Oh my god, that song, right? I remember like listening to it privately because I knew my parents would be like, what?
Oh, absolutely, on like a very low volume. So I imagine that the youths are doing that now, although they're a lot more mature than we were back then.
I saw a tweet that someone was like, how are y'all going to explain WAP to your grandma? someone retweeted it and goes, my grandma had 12 children, so she's very familiar with WAP. And I was like, oh my God. Wow. Like, this is me just looking behind my hands going,
exactly.
Holy
That's
shit.
Like exactly how I felt. But let's also, I mean, we were talking about Megan Thee Stallion being Revlon, but WAP music video, there's so much beauty goodness in it.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so
all
good.
All the wigs, the nails, obviously the makeup. It's incredible.
Yeah, they used Pat McGrath Labs, on Cardi for sure. And then Arnell Armin, who is a content creator, her twin sister is Alyssa Ashley. She does these wig videos where she like recreates, you know, popular wigs from music videos or whatever. And she did this in record time. Like the video came out, I think at like midnight on Thursday, and by Friday morning or something, she had a full video up on how to create her really cool green and purple bob.
Oh, cute.
And it looked just like it. And then Cardi retweeted it and was like, it looks like you took it right off my head. I mean, it was
amazing. Wow. Yeah. That's validation right there.
Totally.
And so for this music video, actually, Megan did her own makeup.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
And then she also did her own makeup for the Revlon campaign, I believe.
Wow.
So she's truly very talented beauty girl.
Is this the most like on trend ambassador Revlon has ever hired?
Yeah, I'm like impressed. Who else has Revlon? Who else is a Revlon ambassador?
Gal Gadot.
Okay.
She is Superwoman or Wonder
Woman.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah. You're right.
Wonder Woman. And let me tell you, they launched, you know, this time, like the 5th was when Wonder Woman was initially supposed to come out this year. But obviously, Wonder Woman 1984, but they pushed it, obviously. And they have a collection, Revlon does, that just launched for the movie. And it's freaking cute. Like all of the packaging.
It is really cute. I did get that.
I love it. The bag it came in, I'm like, sign me up for this. I really can't wait for that movie to come out. But
oh, yeah. Okay. So Ashley Graham, Sophia Carson, Jessica Jung, Adwoa Aboa, and Eniola Abioro are also past Revlon Global Brand Ambassadors. But I think Megan Thee Stallion is like the most exciting one.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, man. Like, she's just on top of it. Everybody's talking about her. When I hear her rap, I'm just like, like she hits it every time. She just has so much passion and power, and she just seems cool. And I think like, I'm trying to think of like when we were younger, who like Revlon ambassadors were, and they were always like kind of prim and proper and didn't push the envelope in terms of beauty even. Like it was always just like this very classic like red lip, wing liner situation. And like the fact that Megan Thee Stallion is actually doing her own makeup for these videos, I'm like, yes, they're hiring people who know how to do makeup. Like, that's amazing.
Exactly. Major kudos to Revlon for naming her and also like for getting her. I'm sure she's gotten like so many opportunities to work with so many different brands.
It must be so hard for someone in her position to try to pick and choose like what brands want to like to work with, because you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Estee Lauder and L'Oreal, all of them, you know, came to her being like, can you be the face of this brand, or, you know, of
totally,
you know, Maybelline or whatever it is. But
yeah,
good on ya, Megan Thee Stallion. Good on ya,
Revlon.
And Revlon. Oh. Love it. Next up, we have the Dermstore anniversary sale. So I want to kind of preface this before we get into it. Sarah, maybe you haven't seen these, but we've been getting a few messages and emails about Dermstore saying that their delivery took forever to get to them, or that they bought a product that expired within 6 months or something like that. And the pandemic has definitely pushed shipping. So you guys need to kind of keep that in mind when you're ordering products online. Like a lot of websites, when you go to them, will say, you know, please be patient. Our shipping times are delayed because, you know, maybe mm-hmm. they don't have people working in their factories, their distribution centers, things like that, or they have a limited amount of people. So please keep that in mind when you do order something. Don't, obviously, if you're worried, check in with the retailer. But in terms of, you know, selling things that are, the expiration is in 6 months, that's not something that Dermstore is in charge of. They receive product from those brands to distribute. So if you are having issues where you think you should have received a product that doesn't expire in 6 months, I would you know, try to consult with them.
Yeah. Also, depends on what you're ordering. Like, there are plenty of beauty products that the expire within 6 months.
Totally. And I definitely, somebody messaged us about this and I advised them on that. I'm like, well, for that particular product, 6 months from the open date is like legit. It's not, that's not something I would, you know, scoff at or anything. Yeah. or think twice about. The other part is that some people are saying they're ordering and then they get no confirmation email and then they can't find the product and then they never received it. And you guys have to be careful, because even though I think everybody listening to this is very smart, sometimes when you look up Dermstore online, the sponsored links at the top are not Dermstore. They're other websites that
what they are
that look very similar to Dermstore, sell very similar products, but they're not, it's not Dermstore. So just be a little careful. I did some digging for somebody who said she had this issue and
she ordered from the wrong website.
I don't know. I responded to her and said that, but I was like, are you 100% positive you sent an order to Dermstore? Because if you don't have a confirmation email and also like they don't know the order number, then it's like it doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
So anyways, not to, I've never had problems with Dermstore personally, but do just keep in mind, like shipping times have heavily been delayed because of the pandemic, but there is a Dermstore anniversary sale. You guys know we love Dermstore. Totally. We love the selection of products that they vet and include on their website. And there are select brands up to 25% off, which is pretty good for some of these very high-end products.
Yeah. I think that this is how I discovered Dermstore, is because of their anniversary sale. I feel like there's still a lot of people that in the beauty world or beauty lovers, consumers, who don't know about this sale. And it is so, so good because, like Carrie said, I mean, there's just so many products that you would never usually get for. So it's up to 25% off.
Yep.
But yeah, like, let's go over some of our picks.
Okay. So I love that you have this one on here.
It's almost like it's almost like an apology to our listeners who are in love with the Foreo.
Yes. So if you are a Foreo person and you believe in the Foreo, it's available. It's normally $199 and you can get it on sale for $159.20.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. This one, this next one is definitely.
Yes. So they remain the exclusive retailer for Harry Josh, right? Okay. So Harry Josh dry hair dryer, every hairstylist swears by this dryer. I love it. It has like, I think like a lifetime warranty. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it does. Check the fine print. Anyways, it's usually $249 and it's on sale for $186.75. And I'm pretty sure that's the only time you're going to get it on sale. So if you've been...
Really?
Or
I feel like they always have sales, because when people would ask me, but this was long before the Dyson existed, but I remember I did a video with Harry Josh and I got it and I was posting about it on Instagram and people were like, oh my God, do I need this hair dryer? It's $250. And I'm like... Truly, it's one of the best hair dryers I've ever used in my life. It's lighter than anything I've ever used. It gets the job done. It gets super hot and it's cute. Wait for a Dermstore sale. So I feel like they have.
Okay. I don't know. But
right?
If you've been pining for one, now's the time.
Now is the time. This is actually, I mean, obviously you guys know Sarah and I are Dyson stands. We swear by our Dyson Airwrap and our Dyson Supersonic, but I still have my Harry Josh.
Oh yeah.
have it in the guest bathroom.
I've got my Dyson, and then I got my Harry Josh, and I got my T3 Cura Lux.
Oh, the Cura Lux is also such a good hair dryer. The pause option.
Matt uses he used the Cura Lux recently, and he was like, is this thing broken? I was like, no. It has the pause option.
It's an invention. Yeah. It's an invention. No, it is actually, I'm considering giving my Supersonic to Patrick because I have my air wrap. I have my air wrap and I use that religiously and it has a little, you know, attachment.
So wow, I'm like, so generous of you to move it to the other bathroom.
Should I give him a hand me down? Supersonic. He gives me so much and I don't really do that much for him. I give him hair stuff, so maybe he would enjoy it. I don't know. But that's a good one. That's actually a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, less than $200, you should for sure. If you're in the market for a good new hair dryer,
yeah,
Harry Josh, go for it. Oh, this is a good one too, Sarah. You love the technology. You just listed all the tech.
I know. I feel like gadgets are a good one to splurge on if it's on sale. So we also have the New Face Mini, originally $199, and it's on sale for $149.25. And you know that both Kirby and I are big fans of the New Face Mini and New Face family. I have not used mine in a long time because I can't, and I'm dying to use it. So someone use it for me on my behalf.
The Mini doesn't come with like the extra accoutrements by any means, but it's still...
No, but that there is the whole set that's on sale, and I think it's more expensive, obviously, but it's also on sale.
Okay, yeah. So the New Face Trinity, the complete facial toning kit, 4 pieces, it includes the gel, is normally $499, which they say is a $623 value, and it's on sale for $374. So a good $120 less than what it normally is. I was actually looking on here to see... Oh, yeah. So, you know, the micro current devices only work mm-hmm. when you're mm-hmm. using the gel, the conducting gel. So they have those on sale, too.
Oh, great.
So if you want like the hydrating leave-on gel primer, the big one is $48 and you can get it for $36. Or you could get the gel primer with the 24-karat gold complex to firm your skin. It's normally $39, and they have it on sale for $29.25. So I think, you know, this sale is great for those products that you need to supplement other things that you may be using already. Like if you have mm-hmm. a new face, this is the time to get the primers for show.
Totally. Okay, what else?
Oh my God, okay. Tidal Moisturizer from Sunday Riley. I have called this like one of the best moisturizers in the world. It's perfect right now for the hot, humid mm-hmm. months. You know, mm-hmm. LA will probably be going through this for another 2 months.
I also added the Sunday Riley, their Good Genes all-in-one lactic acid, which real ones know.
Real ones know.
It's usually $122. But it's a $175 value, apparently. But it's on sale for $97.60, so.
Yeah, and the Tidal is $65, on sale for $52. The Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Hydroxy Acid Pads, or the peel, usually for a 60 count, it's $150. And you can get 60 for $120, $30 off. These are the pads that, like, Chrissy Teigen recently talked about loving. Shawnee Darden loves these.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, like, everybody loves these. I love them. I think they work great. So if you maybe are new to chemical exfoliants and you're wanting to try something out, these would be it. I think this is like a great product to start with.
I agree.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Babyfoot is on sale.
Yeah. So stock up. Usually $15, but it's on sale for $12.75.
Wow. And then, ooh, this is a good one. Also, I talked about this brand a couple of months ago. Remember when I got that thing done to my face and it like swelled up and I looked like I had on a mask from The Purge?
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
I looked like a crazy person. I truly looked insane. it was like I got some laser treatment and my skin definitely puffed up. And it looked like a psychopath. But it was with Color Science, the brand, and this stuff really did cover up like redness, pigment, everything. It's called the Even Up Clinical Pigment Corrector. It's expensive though. I think I talked about this. It's $125. You can get it now for $93. So if you do want to look into this product, remember I talked about it? It's the one that has the weird smell. I know that this is not selling it, but it does have like a bizarre smell to it. But I love the way it makes my skin look, especially with my melasma. So it's a good product.
Great. And then I also just added the Ren Clean Skincare, their Ready Steady Glow Daily AHA Tonic. Everyone loves this product. And it's usually $38, but it's on sale for $30.40.
Ren is such a good brand that we don't talk about enough on this podcast.
I know. Especially for people who love clean.
Yeah. They've been around just for so long. Can I look up the product that I love from them? Do you mind?
By the way, if this tonic is great if you are looking for like to get into some gentle acids. So it has lactic acid and azelaic acid. Promotes that turnover in your skin.
I'm trying to see what my first product was that I bought from Ren. It was... Do you remember the first product you ever used from Ren? I can't remember. I don't know,
How long has this tonic been
around? I'm such a huge fan of this brand. I've used their...
Oh, I also love their AHA Smart Renewal Body Serum. That's on sale.
Ooh. You know what? Maybe it's the Glycolic Lactic Radiance Renewal Mask. Maybe that's the one. They're all their stuff is good, guys. I'm a big, big fan. If you deal with like rosacea, psoriasis, anything that involves inflammation of the skin, their Evercalm line is also really, really great. So just throwing that out there.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks like they have a ton of products on sale.
So this isn't news, but we meant to talk about this last Tuesday, but the episode was getting too long, so I cut it out. So now we want to talk about Fenty Skin. So Fenty Skin launched July 31st and we were able to talk about it and now we're able to talk about it. So I think this conversation is actually perfect for what we try to tell the world in terms of like the messaging we like to get across. And that is skincare is so, so personal. What may work for one person may not work for the other. It's very subjective. And also, I mean, there are objective components like clinical trials and things like that definitely prove whether something can work to your benefit or not. But when it comes to wearing something on your face and how your skin reacts, that is personal. So
totally.
We wanted to talk about Fenty Skin because we did have a lot of interest in it. You know, normally we're not very thrilled about celebrity skincare lines, but you know, it's Rihanna and we love Riri.
We love Rihanna. I'll literally use whatever she tells me to.
We think that she's a smart businesswoman and I don't think that she's going to put anything on the market that is just a cash grab. I think that there was a lot of thought that went into this.
And we're like such big fans of Fenty Beauty, so we are very hopeful.
Totally. But with that being said, like, I can't personally wear Fenty Beauty's foundation. It doesn't agree with my skin, meaning not that I break out, but it just doesn't look right on my skin. Not color-wise or anything like that. Their shade range is impeccable, but just the finish kind of accentuates my pores. It can kind of get patchy and things like that. So while I love so many products from the brand, I can't use the foundation.
Right. And that is the case for me, unfortunately, with Fenty Skin. So I have normal to dry skin and it's gotten a little bit more sensitive over the years, which I've said many times. And unfortunately, there is some artificial fragrance used in Fenty Skin. And so it really just does, which I know irritates my skin. Like, it doesn't matter what brand it is. So unfortunately, the products just are not for me, but that's okay because Kirby loves it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we even talked about this with like the Becca product, you know, like I freaking love it. I was very sus at first. For you, you were like, I got a pimple from it. Like, this is not something I plan on using regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I definitely went into it super sus. I was very concerned about the fact that witch hazel water was the second ingredient in the serum toner. I did worry about the fragrance. I think, though, we have, like, in Sarah's case, she knows that any type of artificial fragrance or synthetic fragrance will irritate her skin. And that's just something that she knows. My skin, I know that I use many products that I love that have a little bit of synthetic fragrance, and it doesn't bother me. So I wasn't too worried about that. I also think, like, sometimes because of the clean beauty movement, fragrance has been, like, weaponized in a way.
Totally.
And we've talked about this before. You know, we do typically steer away from fragrances that are very fake. You know what I mean?
Right. And that is to say, like, I definitely use products that have a little bit of, or that use some synthetic fragrance or artificial fragrance. But I think for me, for like skincare, it's just a little bit more difficult. But anyways, continue, Kirby.
Totally. And so I went into it kind of thinking, like, is this going to be a bust? But I really like the products. For me personally, I don't find the fragrance overwhelming. I've kind of talked about this before, but if you've tried the Wishful products, I feel like that fragrance is, like, incredibly strong. It smells like a perfume rather than just, like,
or even
a,
like,
scent.
Way.
Yes. Yes. So, like,
which, like, I don't mind, but I'm using, like, my scalp is not as irritable as my skin when it comes to that. Yeah.
Totally. And so I personally enjoy the, it's like, it's not too sweet, it's like tropical, so I feel like it's a nod to obviously Barbados and where she's from, and they utilize ingredients from Barbados, like the Barbados cherry. Instead of using, this is actually what I really like about the brand, instead of doing like L-ascorbic acid or like a citrus fruit like an orange being the ingredient for the vitamin C inclusion, she made sure it was like very personal to Fenty skin and not something that everybody else has used. So I did appreciate that. And I think ultimately, when it comes down to the products, there's really nothing, like, when I was looking at the ingredients list, I wasn't actually, like, very worried about what was in it. I think, like, the formulations are great in terms of the ingredients that they include. The thing, though, and I have seen this too, like, Sarah, you mentioned, like, it irritated your skin. I know some people on Twitter, they ended up breaking out, you know, in a, like, a rash after using the products together. And so, my suggestion there would be use one product at a time. Like, don't go all in with all three at first, because if something does irritate you, you don't know what that is, A. And then B, make sure that you be careful with the sunscreen. Now, I love the sunscreen. I think the sunscreen is, like,
it's a sunscreen moisturizer.
Yep. It's an SPF 30 sunscreen moisturizer. Really easy to use. I love the way it feels on my skin. Definitely was made with a black consumer in mind so that it didn't leave like a white cast or anything like that, which I love. But they have some really interesting ingredients in addition to the sunscreen in this moisturizer, including gluconolactone, which is a PHA. And it's an ingredient that recently, like, the patent on it ended, so other brands could start using it. And I love this ingredient, but they don't call it out as, like, an ingredient that they feature on the website.
What is it again?
Gluconolactone.
Okay. What does it do?
It's a PHA, so it's an exfoliant. It's a type of, of chemical exfoliant, which I think is...
So yeah, by the way, it is a chemical sunscreen.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And I was like, oh, it's interesting that they didn't call this ingredient out. They focus, I think there's, like, niacinamide in it as well. So my thinking is this, like, I know some people get irritated by chemical sunscreen ingredients. Maybe the mix of the sunscreen with the other ingredients, with the gluconolactone, which is an exfoliant, together, maybe it's too much for some people, and that's what's breaking them out. Because when I'm looking at the serum toner, and maybe you agree with me, Sarah, like, the witch hazel water, initially I was like, oh my god, it's gonna be too astringent. But when we think of, like, toners from back in the day that feature witch hazel, the main ingredient's actually, like, isopropyl alcohol. It's not actually, like, the witch hazel that's causing that problem. And there's no isopropyl alcohol in this, in that serum. So I don't know. I'm personally a fan. I think that...
I think you hit it like the nail on the head, though. There's so many people who have irritation to sunscreen. And so that totally makes sense to me. I didn't even think about
that. It could just be like that mix of all of those ingredients. Like maybe if it was just the sunscreen and no additives outside of it just being moisturizing, I could see it being fine.
Right. And I'm sure she'll also come out with, I mean, she has to come out with a separate just moisturizer, like even, you know, maybe like for evening or just all day. So then maybe those of us who are who not able to use the sunscreen moisturizer can get on that train. But yeah, very good point, Kirby.
I wish that she would have come out with an additional, like a fourth product, which was like a night cream or like a night moisturizer.
Yeah. I was surprised that she didn't, but
I feel it's coming, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's coming.
Anyways, Fenty Skin is now available and you can get it, what, fentyskin.com? I don't think it's available in Sephora right now.
No, I don't think it is either.
All right. Now it's time for
What's on your face?
Sarah, what is not on your nails?
Okay, so I used this a couple weeks ago and I forgot to talk about it, which I'm like, obviously I should talk about this because there's some of us who still have gel on our nails from that, well, speaking in LA, from that 1 week where we were allowed to go back to the nail salon. I was like, oh, gels were a bad choice. So they totally grew out. And then I remembered that Gloria Yang sent me an Orly at-home gel removal kit. And I remember thinking when she sent this to me, it was after I had already gone through the whole like foil, you know, just, oh, it's just the worst trying to take off my own gels. So I was like, I'm not going to need this. I should give it to my sister because she needs it. I didn't. I was selfish. I kept it, and I kept it for a good reason because I would need it later. So this at-home gel removal kit truly makes removing gel nails at home so much easier than doing the whole other process that, you know, everyone does when you don't have this.
Wait. So what is the process? Walk me through it.
Oh, because you've never done it before?
I haven't done the Orly, so I'm not familiar.
Oh, I know, sorry. Okay, so Orly, what makes it easier is what I'm saying. Have you ever had to take off your gels before at home?
Oh, yeah.
It's like annoying, right?
It's so annoying. It's hard.
It's hard, and like you can never get it off. So this kit, the thing that makes it, and it's like not even that groundbreaking. I'm sure there's other, you know, brands who or make it or ways you could do it. But anyways, they have these little pocket removers. They're like plastic bags that fit perfectly onto your nail. So you fill it with the liquid, the remover, the nail polish remover, and then you stick your finger in it. So then it doesn't have anywhere to move. Like, oh, and there's like some sort of, you know, I don't think it's cotton, but like, it's like, you know, like you would put the cotton pad onto your nail, you'd soak it in the acetone, you put it on your nail. So it takes that step away. It takes that step away. And then you just put the remover in this little pocket, you stick your nail in and you let it sit for up to 10 minutes and it doesn't go anywhere. You know, when you've done this before with foil and you can't get the foil to sit on your nails right, and then the foil falls off, then you're like, oh, I got to do it again. And then like an hour later, you still have the gels on your nails and you're like, I hate my life. So yeah,
totally.
So it makes it so much easier. So then you just do that. And then it also comes with the nail file, which is, you know, the first step in removing your gel. And then it comes with the little wooden stick that you push off the gel at the end. And I think it took me probably 20 minutes to take off my gel nails.
Not bad.
And it was so easy and so like so much less mess. Didn't have like foil everywhere. It comes with 20 pocket removers. And so what I did, because I am frugal, is you have enough to do all 10 nails at one time, obviously, but I did 5 and then I reused the little pockets for my other hand.
So they're not reusable though.
They're not reusable. Like, you can't, like, save them for your next time, but I reuse them.
Okay, okay. I was just trying to get, like, a visual of what the little pockets were. Like, I didn't know if they were, like, little silicone pockets that you could reuse or...
Oh, yeah. No, but they have those, too. But these ones are just, like, little plastic ones. But you can use them, great. I think, within the same, like, removal process. You can't save them for the next time. But, yeah. Unless you have, like, really thick gel nails on, then you probably will need to use 10 separate ones. But that was my little hack.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. And it's $17.99. You can get it on Amazon.
Yes.
I think Prime. So.
Love that.
Yep. If anyone else is desperado as me.
I mean.
Get on it.
Yeah. It's better than, like, using your teeth to, like, try to peel them
off. Oh, my God. Yeah. Better than using your teeth and picking your nails and peeling them off. Oh,
nightmare.
Don't do that, guys.
Things of nightmares.
So what's on? Ooh, I love this.
I know.
What's on your lips?
Okay, so can we talk about the last time I even recommended a lip product?
I know.
Have I ever done this? I don't know. I'm not a lip person.
I honestly can't even remember the last time you talked about a lip product.
Maybe Pillow Talk, like way yonder. I do love Pillow Talk, but so MAC yesterday launched a new product in their Powder Kiss collection. The Powder Kiss collection are these really beautiful velvety lipstick bullets. They feel just so, so comfortable on the lips. Have this beautiful opaque color to them. Mm-hmm. And they launched a liquid lip color to accommodate them. And Sarah and I have talked a lot about how we feel like the matte days of lips are over. Mm-hmm. But this is truly one of the only matte lipsticks that I can put on and forget I'm even wearing. It doesn't look flaky. It doesn't, you know, shed like layers of my lips off. It looks so, so beautiful. And so my favorite shade is Date Maker. This is honestly the closest to Pillow Talk I have gotten to. And I find this formula so much more comfortable to wear than the actual lipstick version of Pillow Talk. Mm. Like, I typically will use Pillow Talk lip liner or lip cheat, and then we'll put Date Maker on top because it's one of the best shades and one of the most natural nudes for me. The other big part of why I love this product is the little applicator.
Yep.
The applicator is not a typical doe foot in the little leaf shape or the little, you know, obviously like doe foot shape. It's like little bubbles, two little bubbles. And it really helps for you to have this precise application. So you can almost use it like a lip liner and then fill in the inside.
Yeah. It like really hugs your lip when you apply it, which I really appreciate.
I love it. I love it.
I was going to talk about this product this week, which would have been funny because then we would have both talked about it because I also friggin' love this product. I didn't even know that it was technically a matte lipstick because of how comfortable it feels.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's a demi matte or something, but I mean, it has staying powder. It has staying power. Yeah, it says it's a soft focus moisture matte. It's a comfortable color with 10 hours of hydration. Date Maker is called a warm nude.
Mm.
I would say, like, for me, it looks the closest to my actual lip color. I actually wanted to talk about this last week, Sarah, because remember the, like, PR Zoom happened, like, not last week, but the week before. And I was like, where is this product? And then I realized they didn't launch it until yesterday. So it's now available, and you can get it on MAC.com.
So I Instagram storied the other day that I was wearing More the Merrier, M-E-H-R-ear, and that is a mauve nude, and that's like what I have been gravitating towards a lot. Although I love all of the shades.
All of the shades are so beautiful. There's a really pretty, like, deep berry shade called Make Love to the Camera.
Mm-hmm.
Escondalo is this really beautiful, like, hot pink shade. There's a coral called Resort Season. And I also really like Model Off Duty. It's very much like a typical 90s supermodel pink.
So I also said this on my Instagram, but Sunny's Face, the brand from the Philippines that still has yet to be sold in the States, they made that lip dip that I was obsessed with.
Yeah.
And it was a creamy matte lip. and it is super, super similar to this. Mm-hmm. So until Sunny's face is available to ship here, I will be using this.
Do you know when they might be doing international shipping?
I saw on their Instagram recently that they finally figured it out. Like, they are coming to the States. Yay. They just don't have a date yet, but they, it's like in the works. So, I mean, I can't imagine what that's like, especially right now, when like we just said, shipping is a nightmare.
Totes.
For everyone. But yeah, so I know that there's still tons of people who want to try that product out, and they will soon. But in the meantime, this is like definitely going to be my go-to, I think, even for fall, because like I just said, it's almost like a stain. Like, it's like a blurred lip, not like your traditional when you think of matte where you're like, it's just like gonna just dry on my lips and feel uncomfortable, and then it's gonna take forever to like remove. None of that.
I also think when it comes to matte lips, there's this pressure for it to look perfect because it's not very forgiving. And with this, I love that it has this blurring effect, because I really hate making my lip line look perfect. I just don't think it's like very flattering on me. I'd rather it look a little bit more diffused and
totally
and soft, you know? So
that's why you see like so many makeup artists will be, they'll apply the lipstick with their fingers or, you know, just blot. It's all about like the blotting motion, right?
Totally.
Like, who like does that anymore?
I know. It's wild.
Precisely outline. Yeah, we'll probably come back to it one day.
All right, everyone. That is Tuesday's episode of Gloss Angeles. If you love this podcast, if you like this podcast, if you're merely interested in hearing more episodes, find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review and a subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. We would love to have you each week. We are growing and we're very excited about that. And we appreciate all of the support. As always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Gloss Angeles Pod and on Facebook at Gloss Angeles. Sarah, where can people find you?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
At home. I'm just kidding. Sarah Tan, S-A-R-T-A-N. And you guys know where to find Kirby.
Sarah is no H.
No just, H. Oh, yeah.
She's a little
I'm so glad Sarah that we Jessica both Tan. Secured our names on our handles.
You know what? I fought with Pop Sugar about this. They told me when we were doing live shows that I had to change my handle to at Kirby Johnson if I wanted to be featured on the live show. And I was like, I want to keep Kirby J. Like, all of my stuff is Kirby J. And we like...
Oh, your Instagram handle was Kirby J before?
Instagram was Kirby J. Twitter was Kirby J. Everything was Kirby J. And I still hold those accounts.
Well, I'm glad that you also secured Kirby Johnson.
Took him kicking and screaming to get Kirby Johnson, and then here we are. So that's a bonus to my tenure at Pop Sugar, I guess. Yes, you can find me at Kirby Johnson. So we will see you on Friday. We have a special episode dedicated to announcing the finalists for the 45 categories of the CEW Beauty Awards. So if you're interested to hear about what brands will be nominated as finalists this year, please tune in and we'll talk to you then.
All right, bye guys. See you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.